Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A county today for the same. Right now, west to southwest winds are at 4 miles per hour. It is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A memorial will be held today on the campus of Florida State University, where two students were shot and killed and four others shot and wounded Thursday. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. A Maryland senator visiting the immigrant mistakenly deported from Maryland to El Salvador and sent to prison. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio with details.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. The senator is demanding his release. The Trump administration mistakenly deported the undocumented father from Maryland last month.
I do intend to keep at this until we ensure that Mr. Abrego Garcia has his rights to due process.
Abrego Garcia's wife saying, "My children and my prayers have been answered. I now know that my husband is alive. God is listening."
Secretary of State Marco Rubio suggesting the U.S. might move on from efforts for a peace deal in Ukraine if there's no progress in the coming days. This is ABC News. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags in schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows and allow chaplains to serve as public school counselors. An emergency on a Southwest Airlines flight after a problem with one of its engines. Here's ABC's Maria Villarreal.
The Boeing 737 taking off from Houston's Hobby Airport just after 11 a.m. with 134 passengers on board, bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. The pilots soon reporting that engine issue, tracking data showing the aircraft loop back to the airport, touching back down about 30 minutes after takeoff. Firefighters waiting on the ground, extinguishing the engine fire.
With the price of eggs remaining higher than usual, people are turning to candy to celebrate the Easter holiday. According to a report in the National Retail Federation, people may spend about $3.3 billion on Easter candy this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Have you noticed the price of eggs recently? Bet you have. Whitaker's Market just received a shipment of organic free-range brown jumbo eggs. That's a lot of adjectives, but the sticker price is $2 per dozen, and that will make your breakfast, whether you like your eggs poached, scrambled, or fried, taste even better. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and Wisconsin Quest card.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Egg. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Egg Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and also by the Richland Hospital. Richland Center was a 5-4 winner against River Valley in area baseball last night. Platteville edged Dodgeville 1-0. Also, it was Ithaca taking 2 from Waseca Steuben 5-1 and 12-7. Mineral Point 5-2 over Riverdale. It was also a victory for Kickapoo, that is Weston, over Kickapoo 8-4 the final. Royal 7-3 over Bangor. Hillsboro 19-0 over Wunniwak Center, North Crawford 15, and Lafarge 5. In softball action from yesterday, it was Prairie du Chien edging Richland Center 2-1, Waseca Steuben 2-1 and 16-6 over Ithaca, Platteville 2, River Valley 1. It was Mineral Point over Riverdale 11-1, the final score. Dodgeville got by Lancaster 7-3. Kickapoo 14-4 over Weston, and Hillsboro 8-4 over Wunniwak Center. Also win for Mineral Point over Riverdale 11-1, Southwestern 9, and Darlington 2. In soccer, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca 8-0 over Richland Center, and 3-1 Platteville Lancaster beat River Valley. Also, it was action yesterday in Major League Baseball. Games included Seattle 11-7 over Cincinnati, the Athletics over the White Sox 8-0, Baltimore 6, Cleveland 2, Detroit 6, Kansas City 1, the Yankees 6-3 over Tampa Bay, Texas 5, and the Angels 3. Pittsburgh was a winner against Washington, 1-0, Arizona 6, Miami 4, Philadelphia 6-4 over San Francisco, and the Mets were winners against St. Louis by a final of 4-1. The Brewers get back to action tonight, hosting the Athletics, and the Bucks start playoff action tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
For today, a high of 62 with a few more shower possibilities through the day. It looks like tonight a few showers possible, then a low of 39. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun and seasonal, a high of 57. And Sunday, cloudy and blustery and soaking rains move in around midday, a high of 53. Right now in Richland Center, it is 46 degrees. We picked up around 52/100ths of an inch this morning, so just over a half inch. Picked up some unwanted hail, at least in our immediate area. Not everybody was so unlucky to get the hail, but some of us did, and quite the hailstorm this morning. Looks like the watches and warnings are going to be expiring soon. I think some still go until 6:30 for parts of Grant County. But after we get through this morning stretch of severe weather, hopefully we're going to be good to go for the rest of the day and the rest of the upcoming Easter weekend. On the positive side, some much-needed rain, though, right? Coming up, we'll talk to old Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement and regular Friday features. Here's Zach Todd.
Well, the day I was born, the doctor couldn't believe. I came out crying, Chattahoochee. Didn't take too long. in 94, you know. Put the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. Hit spinning non-stop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go, 'cause it sounds like the radio. Back in 94, you know. Put the speaker up to my soul. It sounds the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Through the backyard we go walking, and then they look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, it was. It was. Come and tell me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me everything is alright. Well, can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, it was. It was.
Thank you. From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Joining us from Dodgeville is that crazy lawnmower Tom from Mueller Implement. How you doing there, Tom?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling me crazy, because actually that's the way I feel some days. We're actually going to launch a program here that goes till we run out of these machines. So we have some ZTX 42s, ZTX 52s, and ZTX L52s. Between ourselves and the company, we're going to throw some prices out there. So let's do that. This is a cash or check deal. No trade. And for a ZTX 42, we're at $38.99. On a ZTX 52, we're at $39.99. And a ZTX L52, $46.99. Now, if you've done any pricing, you realize that's a huge, huge savings. So that's going to go till we run out. Simple as that. That's our program. That's what we started. And we're the first to talk about it. So that's kind of a nice way of starting things. Otherwise, in our industry, we start in our Husqvarna line on zero turns at $3,099. And basically, that's a great starting point for zero turns. And then on tractors, we start at $24.99. Why am I throwing all these things out? Well, price is key this year. People are stretched and can't seem to come up with enough money to do anything. We recognize that, too. We've had a good spring. Thank you, everybody, for bringing in your service and, of course, buying what you have bought. But we're doing some desperation selling here. That's really what we're doing. And it's kind of important that we let people know it's not going to last forever. We don't have that many units. But you need to get here to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, God bless them. Their lights are on today, so I think they'll make it another day. Phil, what do you think?
Well, we hope so. I like their candy.
Yeah, I think they do have good candy, and, mm-hmm. and we take all of our tires over there to be fixed, so they're great people. So,
okay, cool.
We're now open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. If you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site. That's where you're going to see the specials. That's where you're going to see our rental rates and all the other things that we do. Go to it, and don't be bashful about accessing it. I think you're going to find out there's a lot of great information there. Otherwise, go to Craigslist, and we'll have our specials on Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller, and you'll see a whole array of great stuff. Our phone number here is 935-2751. We are an Aaron's Gravely dealer, a Husqvarna dealer, a Wacker Nissan dealer, which is a construction line, and, of course, a Landmaster line, which is a UTV out of Indiana. Here's the deal. We're setting the prices, setting the tone, getting things ready to roll for the season. We've got a lot of help from our different lines. Husqvarna is running some huge discounts on different things, up to 20% off. And they're really, really aggressively hitting the market for those cash customers, those check customers, people that aren't needing financing. So if you're thinking about buying something and you got a little cash put away, this is the place to come. We've got some great deals going. Key here at Mueller Implement is we only handle the best of the best, and because of that, most people are really, really happy with what they have and enjoy the fact that they're buying something that's going to last 30 years or longer, and that's really the key about buying quality up front.
You're going to have to mow a path for the Easter Bunny now, I think, this weekend. The grass is growing there, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know. Should I go north or south or east or west?
I don't know which way he comes. I figured you'd know.
I don't either. Maybe I'll do an S, and then he'll just figure it out himself.
All right. Sounds good to me. Have a good one, Tom.
You bet. Take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Dreaming of owning a home in a rural or suburban area? A USDA loan could make it happen with no down payment required. Backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA loans offer affordable financing with low interest rates to help families buy homes in eligible areas. You don't need perfect credit or a big savings account, just the desire to make your dream home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. Let's turn your dream into an address. The Schultz Mortgage Team.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Saturdays, 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
6:22, some more thunder this morning and lightning after a very potent storm moving through the area about an hour ago or so. We have picked up a total of 52 1/100, just over a half inch of rain here at the WRCO studios this morning. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for parts of Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin, southern Crawford County until 7 o'clock this morning. A severe thunderstorm located near Prairie du Chien just a little bit ago, moving east at 60 miles an hour, and 60 mile an hour wind gusts have been reported, and quarter size hail as well. So expect some hail damage to vehicles again in that area, or some possible wind damage. They're saying the severe thunderstorm will be near Fenimore around 6:30 this morning, or about 7 minutes from right now. So keep that in mind and be aware. It's kind of going to run its course, hopefully here before too long, but it's a stormy way to start out Good Friday. That's for sure. Here's Wynn Stewart, After the Storm, from WRCO Country and Community.
Heaven knows we've seen storm clouds gather, and it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tamed. Into each life there will showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? And the sweetest love is when we're back together, and it's just like a second honeymoon. Comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tamed. Well, into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? Don't the world look brighter?
far, far.
And Dylan Scott, a pair of Dylans right there on WRCO Radio. Good morning. A little rumbly in the sky this morning. We'll have details on weather coming up when we update you on the news. Coming in just a little bit here this morning. Drive carefully on your way out and about. There could be some water on the roads as we have received a pretty quick amount of rain in a short amount of time, just over a half inch so far here at the WRCO studios.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text SKINNY to 323232 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text SKINNY to 323232 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 323232. That's SKINNY to 323232. SKINNY to 323232.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even one drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
WRCO.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Well, weather has certainly been the top story this morning with off-and-on rain and hail here at the WRCO studios. Hail that at one point around 5:15 this morning lasted about 5 minutes. We're still also getting a little bit more rain and a few pea-sized hail, but the earlier storm this morning was more like quarter-inch hail. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Grant County. That until 7 o'clock should be affecting the Fenimore area right about now. And again, a history of some gusty winds at 60 miles an hour and quarter-size hail in that storm as well. 62 degrees will be the daytime high or thereabouts today. A few showers possible tonight. A low of 39. For the rest of the weekend, 57 on Saturday and 53 on Sunday. Right now, in the middle of another rainstorm, it's 47 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee with news. The man accused in the abduction of a pregnant Wisconsin teenager had his initial appearance Thursday in Dodge County Court. Court Commissioner Stephen Syme set bail for 40-year-old Gary Day at $2 million cash. Syme said Day presents an extreme flight risk, an extreme risk to this victim and other potential victims. Day is charged with child enticement and child abduction for allegedly taking 17-year-old Sophia Franklin from her Beaver Dam home in early February. He's the father of the teen's unborn child. Day arrested earlier this month at an Omaha truck stop, also faces federal charges in his home state of Arkansas. Thursday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting to review a complaint regarding uncounted ballots in Madison took a heated turn. Commissioner Bob Spindell wanted to talk about Milwaukee over the objections of Commission Chair Ann Jacobs. As Spindell read from a prepared statement, Jacobs repeatedly ruled he was out of order. At one point, pounding her gavel and threatening to eject him from the meeting, Spindell, a Republican appointee on the six-member commission, was attempting to bring up the Milwaukee ballot shortage from the April election, which Jacobs, a Democratic appointee, noted was not on the agenda. In small cities and rural areas that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to filling those gaps. Evers says state funding is vital, comparing child care to public infrastructure. Evers has proposed $480 million for child care providers in his state budget. The governor was in Barron on Wednesday, touring the city's new Main Street and promoting clean drinking water initiatives. The Democratic governor also said that migrant workers without legal status are vital to the state's economy and urged the Trump administration to continue federal funding for infrastructure projects in the state. The legislature's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits. Republican committee co-chairs Senator Eric Wimberger and Representative Robert Witke say the hearing will be held next Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released last week found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. In a statement, Wimberger and Witke say agencies pushing the initiatives need to be held accountable. The audit shows that the UW system spent $12.5 million related to salaries and compensation for roles with DEI functions. The reports come amid a push by President Trump to end federal government support for those programs.
Plan ahead for any travel to Green Bay for next week's NFL draft. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising anyone traveling to or through the Green Bay area to prepare for changes to their routes. Construction projects are starting in various counties that could impact travel late next week, including Brown, Outagamie, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Milwaukee counties. You can access real-time information on travel conditions by downloading the 511 Wisconsin app, dialing 511, or visiting 511wi.gov. DOT says motorists may also encounter its safety patrol along sections of highway in Brown and Outagamie counties. Elsewhere in the news, the Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down on accidental gun deaths and suicides. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of some small things they can do to help the bird population returning from the warmer weather. According to a press release, about 350 species of birds will be returning in the coming weeks. Residents can help maintain their population by doing things like adding native fruit-bearing plants at their homes, cleaning bird feeders regularly, shutting off exterior lights at night during peak migration times, and putting screens or markers on windows to reduce collisions. Today is Good Friday. A community Good Friday service will be held at Lone Rock Congregational Church at 1 o'clock today. And the Richland County Ministerial Association will host a Good Friday worship service today. That's at 1 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center. All are welcome. WRCO will provide a recording of that service tonight at 7 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9. Coming up, a look again at that stormy weather.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you.
The forecast calls for a high of 62 today, mainly showers and thunderstorms this morning, and some, again, with some heavy rain could affect us for a little bit yet. Also, a few showers possible early tonight, a low of 39, 57 for tomorrow, and for Sunday, 53, with soaking rains moving in around midday. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Grant County until 7 o'clock, and southern Crawford County as well, for a storm that's been moving through with gusty winds and at times quarter-size hail and some heavy rain as well. A heavy hail this morning here at the WRCO studios. All total, just over a half inch of rain, 52/100 of an inch of rain since it began around the 5 o'clock hour this morning. After a midnight reading of 56, it is 47 degrees.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular in Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
Sports Time, sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at scores from yesterday. Lots of local sports got in under the wire and still a few raindrops on them last night as well. The Brewers get ready for a weekend series.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's. Shoes and clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
In baseball last night, Richland Center was a 5-4 winner against River Valley. The host Hornets picked up 4 runs on 3 hits in the second inning. River Valley caught up with 2 runs in the 4th and 5th frames. Richland Center took the lead for good with a single in the bottom of the 5th. Jacob McDonald was the winning pitcher as he went the distance and struck out 6 while walking 5 and giving up 1 hit. Brady Dosh was 2-for-4 to lead the Hornets. Abbott Milanowski was 1-for-3 for River Valley. He pitched 3 innings and Quincy Blakely worked the last 3 innings for the Blackhawks. Also last night in baseball, Platteville edged Dodgeville. Final score was 1-0. It was a win for Ithaca, 5-1 and 12-7 over Waseca Steuben in a doubleheader that got done late last night. They sat through about an hour rain delay in the second game. Also, it was Mineral Point, 5-2 over Riverdale in the Southwest Activities League. A victory as well last night for North Crawford over Lafarge, 15-5. Hillsborough, 19-0 over Wanewoc Center. Royal, 7-3 over Bangor. Weston got a win against Kickapoo last evening. That final score was 8-4. Again, back to the Ridge and Valley. Cuba City, 10-1 over Iowa Grant. Southwestern, 6-5 over Arlington. Darlington last night. Also a win for Wisconsin Dells over Westfield, 4-0. Reedsburg, 10-4 over Baraboo. In action from the softball diamonds last evening. Certainly some good games played last night as well. And Ithaca and Waseca Steuben met in a battle of teams contending for the conference. Waseca Steuben took 2 from the Bulldogs, 2-1 and 16-6, the final score. Also a win last night in a conference play for Kickapoo over Weston, 14-4. Hillsborough got the win against Wanewoc Center, 8-4. Richland Center and Prairie du Chien battled in a very good game last night. It was tied at 1 for most of the game. Prairie du Chien scored an unearned run in the top of the 7th and made it stand up for a 2-1 victory last night. Same score, Platteville over River Valley, 2-1. A win for Iowa Grant over Fenimore, 9-7 the final score. Mineral Point, 11-1 over Riverdale. Cuba City, 30-0 over Boscobel. A win last night for Southwestern over Darlington, 9-2. Wisconsin Heights, 4-0 over Belleville, 7-6. Reedsburg beat Baraboo as well. In track action from last night at Cashton, the Ithaca Weston track team was involved. Clayton Lee first in the 1600 and in the 3200. On a third place finish for the 4x8 relay team, Brayson Garcia-Boland, John Hash, Deacon McDonough, and Sam Jones. Tristan Peterson was second in the 100 hurdles among the Ithaca Weston highlights last night. Soccer action, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, 8-0 over Richland Center, and Platteville Lancaster beat River Valley 3-1. Damian Lillard won't be in the lineup for the Bucks' first postseason game Saturday, but it won't be long. The veteran point guard is no longer being treated for his deep vein thrombosis and has returned to team workouts. His quick recovery has been called historic. Bucks GM John Horst says Lillard's most recent weekly scan shows significant improvement. Also, in action from the NBA, games coming up this weekend, including the Bucks and the Pacers. That'll be a Saturday game in the first round of that playoff series. The Brewers get underway with a game against the Athletics tonight. The Athletics come in 9-10, fourth in the AL West. The Brewers at 10-9, second in the National League Central, 7-10. First pitch time this evening. In baseball yesterday, Pittsburgh 1-0 over Washington, Arizona 6-4 over Miami, Philadelphia Philadelphia 6, San Francisco 4, the Mets 4-1 over St. Louis. In the American League, the Athletics 8, White Sox nothing, Baltimore 6-2 over Cleveland, Detroit 6, Kansas City 1, Yankees 6, Tampa Bay 3, Texas 5-3 over the Angels, and Seattle beat Cincinnati 11-7.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Shenandoah on WRCO in the middle of a dark and stormy Good Friday morning. Oh, my goodness. More hail reported in the area. Pea-sized hail in some locations. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 for parts of Grant, southeastern Crawford counties, reporting in that area with some high winds, wind gusts at times at 60 miles an hour. So we've had just about everything here at the studios, but we have not experienced those wind gusts, the high winds that they have talked about. But we did have the hail. And again, we got hard hit here. And there are areas not very far away. Someone called me on a commute. They were in the Sextonville area, did not detect the amount of hail that we had here. But we could have used the snow shovels to shovel it off at the time, and I'm not exaggerating. It was all around the building, and it reminds me of, we had a hailstorm in April that did a lot of damage to roofs, and you may remember that. I'm thinking 7 or 8 years ago, maybe.
that rolled through in April. And I remember there was, I believe there was an event at Richland Center High School, if I remember correctly. And we had to cancel it that day just because there was a lot of hail and a lot of damage and things like that to cars and roofs. And I'm not sure, I haven't heard about a damage report, but I'm sure there's some. It was at least quarter-size hail at that time. Again, pea-size hail reported this morning just moments ago in the Lone Rock area as well. We have picked up, 64/100ths of an inch of rain since it began around 5 o'clock here at the studios, and we're at 47 degrees.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
This is Officer Jared Wilson of the Richland Center Police Department. Our department is seeking assistance from the community to help identify those individuals responsible for burglarizing Allied Machinery, formerly known as the Richland Foundry. During the weekend of March 7th through March 10th, a person or persons entered Allied Machinery and stole various tools and equipment. If you have any information regarding this incident or any other incidents similar in nature, please call Richland Area Crime Stoppers at 647-CLUE. That's 647-2583. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000. We appreciate your assistance since community cooperation and support is vital in your police department's efforts to keep the community safe.
The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect just a little bit longer for parts of Grand County. Moments ago, the severe thunderstorm located 8 miles south of Muscadet, or 14 miles northwest of Dodgeville, moving east at 60 miles an hour, and again with some wind and some hail in that particular rendition of storm today. 6 minutes before 7.
When you're sad and lonely and have no place to go, come to see me, Mom. We'll be right back.
talking around this town. Waylon Jennings here on WRCO. Fill me with you on Good Friday. They say you're supposed to plant your potatoes on Good Friday, but maybe a little bit muddy in the garden in Sextonville today.
To dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
A good one from Dan and Shay in Bigger Houses on WRCO Radio. Well, it looks like maybe Saturday will be the best day if you're going to do a little Easter egg hunt with the kiddos. And there is one going on in Richland Center coming up on Saturday. The Mission and Crime Stoppers will host an Easter egg hunt at the Killian Meyer Building at Kroska Park in Richland Center Saturday morning starting at 10:30. Children of all ages will collect eggs and return them for a bag of candy and a Culver's Scooper chip. Coming up, our news update from ABC, sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center,